This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Yes, I am, but I work at it. I really do. I really work at it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on Real Side. I hope you got a lot out of that. You got to go buy that book, Crisis of Character by Gary Byrne. You know, he was there. And he's not just one rogue agent. There have been many agents that have written about this. There are many, many people close to the Clintons, close to the presidency that has written about this, written about how nasty she is. She is a nasty human being. You know, those of you you call people like me haters, you call people of my party or conservatives haters because we don't agree with same-sex marriage or we don't agree with this kind of stuff. She is up in the face of our military men. She has berated people in that office. She has gone after women that her husband has taken advantage of. Her husband has slept. Her husband is sexually assaulted like it's their fault. It's not that it's their fault. It's just getting in the way of her game plan for her life, right? I guess Europe is our haters now, too. Apparently, Europe is starting to build a wall. And again, not a story from The Onion either. This is not satire. And they're talking about building walls, building borders, putting borders back up. I mean, this could be a told-you-so moment, right, for Donald Trump anyway. The UK on Tuesday announced plans to build a big new wall at the border port in France to prevent migrants in nearby camps from sneaking aboard vehicles heading to Britain. Now, Robert Goodwill, he's the Minister of State for Immigration, announced the plan for a wall in Calais, France. At Home Affairs Committee hearing on Tuesday, said it would be in addition to an already existing fence. We're going to start build this big new wall very soon, Goodwill said. We've done this fence now, we're going to do the wall. We need to protect ourselves. The proposal is far smaller in scope than the kind of the U.S.-Mexico wall Trump is demanding. Now, Home Office spokesman told the news source, the 4-meter-high wall, that's about 15 feet, would be built along both sides of the 6-mile stretch, right, at the Calais port. And they're hoping that the wall will be done by the end of the year. Calais is a common point for migrants trying to enter the U.K. illegally. It is the narrowest point of the English Channel, has the most ferry crossings to England, as well as being an access point to the Eurotunnel. Now, the rail system that goes underneath the channel, the wall is intended to protect the road from migrants who frequently try to intercept vehicles, trains approaching the port, jump on board. Now, the wall is a lot smaller than what Trump's proposing, but that's not the point. The point here is it'll slow them down. It'll make it less easy for them to come over. And I've been corrected. It's not 6 miles. It's a little over half a mile. That's still a big wall, a long wall, 13 feet high. Proponents of Trump's plan, though, have noted the success of other countries in building a border wall. Most commonly cited example is Israel, which built a wall along the West Bank that it says has been effective in reducing the threat of terrorism. That's because they can't just come flying over. They can't just come running in, you know, screaming Allah Akbar and pressing the button. It has slowed them down, and that's what you want to do at first. You simply want to slow them down so you can respond properly. Now, the migrant crisis in Calais has been a frequent issue of tension between the UK and France. Many of the UK concerned the French do not do enough to keep migrants from passing through. No, they want them gone. Get out of here. In 2003, France, Belgium, and the UK established juxtaposed controls. And an arrangement by which the British officials conduct immigration checks before passengers board the train. Right? Now, to prevent, this is simply to prevent illegal immigrants from being able to lodge an asylum application once they get to the UK. Now, and some of the French want this, politicians have called for the arrangement to be undone. They don't want any part of this. But even they're starting to see how this is affecting them, how this is affecting their country, how this is affecting their security. So I guess now the British are nasty people, right? I mean, I don't know what to say, but there you go. Anyway, the no, but the British, however, they've been, you know, I mean, for a while, long before Brexit. So don't see what Brexit has done. It's made it worse. No, it hasn't made it worse. Actually, they're doing better. And they're going to take back their country. They're going to be able to control themselves and not have a bunch of boneheads in Belgium decide what's going to go on for countries that they may have never stepped foot in. How do you legislate for a group of people? How is it? And I know they don't have a representative government like we do, in essence. But how do you legislate a people that where you've never lived in the area? You don't know them. The nuances are different. I mean, haven't some of you called for tech support? I mean, God bless the person in India there who's trying to help, who's trying to make a living. You know, I don't like the fact that they take jobs away from us. But let's just start off with they're simply trying to feed their family. They took a job that was offered to them. But the morons that put this together, that put these supports, they don't understand the nuances, you know, in English and the different areas in English. And when you call them, they don't have... I'm having trouble with my modem, and is there tech support available? Or, hey, I've already done this on my modem. I've already plugged it and replugged it in. What do I do next? Absolutely. No, absolutely what? That is not a proper response. Do you know what I'm saying to you? If you called for that tech support, yes, I'd like to get tech support on my modem because it's not working properly. There's no lights on. What seems to be the trouble? There's no lights on. It's dead. They're irritating as heck. The report said that it's getting worse there. The report showed that they found that between 5,000 and 7,000 migrants living in the camps in the surrounding areas are sneaking in on those ferry boats. They're sneaking in any way they can, you know, hiding in trunks, hiding in cars, and that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. The Brits are doing it. Maybe it is the right thing to do. Give it some thought. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Rochester mayor. About some, that's good. But the Rochester mayor and some shootings have taken place there, and what her response is, it's amazing.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. If you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How about the UK deciding they're going to build a wall to stop illegal immigration? What do you think about that? I mean, Trump could use this as an I told you so moment. Don't you agree? I think he could anyway. I think that Trump could take this and say, I told you Brexit was great. I told you know, and again, I'm not a Trump endorser. He is our guy because he's the Republican nominee. I refuse to help get one vote, knowingly get one vote for Hillary Clinton. And Johnson, forget it. If the Republican and Democrat drop dead before Election Day, I still wouldn't vote for Johnson. Because I've heard him speak. And frankly, he's you know, you take the two that we have and you melt them together and you make them a little bit more liberal, and that's who you have in Johnson. Go back and grab the segment from the other day, or I think it was 2 days ago, where I played a little clip from his interviews, where there's nothing wrong. For all intents and purposes, there is absolutely nothing wrong with illegal immigration. It doesn't matter that you break the law. And his comment, they were only technically they were only illegal because they broke the law. Otherwise, they'd be fine. So I guess, I don't know, technically what? I'm speeding because it's a law, but I need to speed? I prefer to speed. It's the way I want to drive. So I'm not really breaking the law just because it is a law. This is where these people totally wig me out, because it's like we're a nation of laws, except just don't follow the ones you don't like. That's okay. We can live with that. My God. Talk about an earth spinning in reverse, right? Anyway, Tuesday the Brits announced plans to build a big new wall. I wonder if they did like Trump did it. We're going to build a big, gorgeous wall. It's going to be a beautiful. It's going to be pretty. It's going to be a wall like you've never seen before. With nice doors, a nice trim, a big, gray wall. Well, they've now announced that they're building that wall at the border port in France to prevent migrants in nearby camps from sneaking aboard vehicles heading to Britain. You know, they're sneaking in the trunks. They're sneaking under the cars, into the back of the cars. And this is, you know, while they're loading and that kind of stuff. It must be a little chaotic. I can understand. Robert Goodwill is the Minister of the State for Immigration there. He announced the plan for the wall in Calais, France, at a Home Affairs Committee hearing Tuesday, saying it would be in addition to an already existing fence. He says, we're going to start building the big new wall very soon. Goodwill said that we've done the fence. Now we're going to do the wall. Well, I mean, it's a little fence. I can see, you know, it's like the boneheads here who think, let's make guns against the law, and the crooks won't carry them. Well, that's what's happening there, don't you know that? They put up the fence so that when the illegals run up to the fence and go, oh, they have a fence up for a reason. Maybe they don't want us. Maybe they're trying to tell us that we are not supposed to cross over the fence, so we're not going to do it. We're going to stay here. Well, because it's a fence up. It must mean something. They're idiots. They're just idiots. All right. So the Home Office spokesman told the local news source the 4-meter-high wall, about 13 feet, would be built along both sides of the 1 kilometer, at about a little over half a mile stretch, of the main road in the Calais port. Now, the officials, the office estimates it'll be done by the end of the year. Although, if it's like a federal project like ours, like a government, federal government project, yeah, they must mean in the middle of the end of next year. You know what I mean? Be four times the cost, and it'll be done by the end of next year. Anyway, Calais is a common port for migrants trying to enter the UK illegally. It is the narrowest point of in the English Channel, and it's got the most ferry crossings in England. It's also an access point to that Eurotunnel. That's that, for some of you who are not aware. Notice I didn't say ignorant, stupid, or dumb, just not aware. That tunnel goes underneath the channel. It's a train that goes underneath the channel itself. The wall's intended to protect the road from migrants who frequently try to intercept vehicles approaching the port and jump on board. Now, through the wall, now, here's the deal. I don't know if you guys know this, but the deal is once they get to Europe, once they get to England, they can request asylum when they get there. See, they made it there, and then they're entitled to a hearing. They got to get a hearing. The judge, it may be set from day one, the judge is not going to let them stay. But unlike here, where you don't have to show up for, you know, 3 years, or ever, apparently they go looking for you there. Now, the wall is significantly smaller than what Trump had proposed and would protect a road rather than an entire border. It weaves into Trump's narrative that walls work. They're a vital part of protecting your country. Walls work. And they need to be part of the immigration process. Did I say walls work? There's more than one. You know, I'll tell you what. Go to Israel. Or you don't have to go there. You go to Google it. You'll see it. I mean, they put up a wall and it has reduced the threat. I won't say it has stopped it, but it has tremendously slowed down the terrorist threats that have been coming in from the West Bank. Ask somebody who actually lived in Israel or lives there now that you might have communication with. Does the wall work? Is it working? Did it have any effect whatsoever? Okay. You're going to find out. Yes. It's really that simple. Yes. Now, this migrant crisis in Calais, it's been a frequent issue of tension between the UK and France. Many in the UK concerned the French do not, they don't do enough to keep the migrants from passing through. In 2003, France, Belgium, and the UK, they established some makeshift controls, an arrangement by which British officials conduct immigration checks before passengers board the train or ferry from Calais. Right? Trying to prevent illegal immigrants from being, as I said earlier, from asking for asylum once they make it into the UK. Now, the British government, meanwhile, they're pushing for stronger controls in Calais. A Home Office Committee report said the UK and France had invested in additional fencing and flood lighting, right, closed-circuit TVs, and infrared detection technology. The report also said the situation remained a threat to UK security. We're not talking about the U.S. They're talking about the threat that they have. We'll finish it up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Really, seriously, stay there. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Again, be with us. Learn something. Take notes. And I know how smart you are because you're listening to this show. That's right. There's about 3,000 other shows you can grab out there, and you've chosen this one, which, again, shows me what a high IQ you have already. So I'm not that concerned about you. We're talking about the Great Wall of Britain that's being built. No, I'm just joking. But really, they've announced that they're going to build a wall. And they're not going to build it to keep the high waves out. They're not going to build it to, frankly, period, they're building it for security. They're building it to keep out illegals. And you watch this. This was just announced the other day. Give it time to fester a little bit. Somebody is going to announce or start to push the fact that this is being done because of Brexit. This is being done because, you know, they this is how bad Brexit is. They want to become their own little island, and England or the UK doesn't want to share with everybody else and all that. So it's the furthest from the truth there is. Come on, it's basic stuff. You want to protect your nation. You live in the UK. In most cases, you live there because you love the country. You're like, why would somebody move from Italy to England or England to Germany or whatever, other than you have a job and maybe you hate your job, but you're there anyway. But people don't move to another country, to another area, whose tradition, whose culture is totally different, unless they love it, unless they really see value in it, unless they really like it. So you change. You do things differently. You don't expect the country to change for you. These people, they want their culture back. They want to be able to protect themselves. They want to be able to govern themselves. Now, in a recent study by the Brits, it showed that the report ended up showing that even with what they're doing in England, there's still a major league threat to their security because of the Syrian refugees. Ooh, and it doesn't stop there. The people coming in from the Sudanese, Iranians, Iraqis. It found between 5,000 to 7,000 migrants live in camps in the areas around
that wall or that area where they can hop on those boats and come in from France. Now, Bob Dane is the executive director of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. They advocate for stricter immigration controls. He welcomed the UK move, but warned that more needs to be done. Yeah, the wall isn't going to do it in and of itself. Once they make it over that border in the water, and you're done. You got to deal with them. They'll start jumping in the water. You'll have to have Coast Guard boats there. Now, border fences are not the only visible physical symbols that proclaim a country's sovereignty. You know, they need to have the right to maintain and rule their own country, don't you think? But they also slow the flow of the unauthorized entry. Now, the Brits, you're like, Dane told, just like the United States and other countries, they got to understand that unless incentives for illegal entry are eliminated, the borders, they're going to do what they can to break the border walls down. They're going to do everything they can to get in. Look, we talked about this last night. Right? If you come here as an illegal immigrant from a war-torn country, you're going to get medical, food, housing, education. They couldn't get that when it wasn't war-torn at the other end. Most of those countries couldn't make that happen, even when there wasn't a war happening, even when there weren't bad things happening. And I love you guys on the left that really scream that we need to do this. These people are coming from countries where women are so oppressed, they probably would have run away on their own if they thought they had a chance to make it. I know, you keep brushing that aside, you don't want to hear it, but it's true. It is. Let's just be honest about it. Those hardcore Muslim nations are very oppressive towards women. Compared to Americans, compared to what American women are fighting for and asking for and believe they should have. Now, Trump moved just beyond building the fence, and he addressed the broader push. And he said, look, in his speech, he said, look what's going on in Europe. Look at what they're finally realizing that they have to do. You know? I don't know. I look at this stuff and say, what's it really, truly, what's it going to take? It's going to take waking up some morning and finding a bunch of refugees they've somehow smuggled guns in, and they've gone on a massive raid to kill as many of the infidels as they can. Now, obviously, I'm making it up. And notice I didn't say Mexican. Notice I didn't say Syrian or whatever. Because the refugees, my understanding, has all kinds of people in it. We can't vet them. We don't know where they come from. Not for real. This is the thing that makes me crazy. We really can't vet them. We really can't keep our people safe. But hey, we can trust the president because he's been so right on nothing, actually. Come on, think about it. Nothing. Obamacare's not working the way he planned. Not even close. And that whole Iranian deal, that's working out well for him, isn't it? Haven't they just become the nice kids in the sandbox now? Yeah, they no longer bring the cat the crap in the sandbox. They crap into the sandbox themselves. That's how much they don't care about us. And then their boats break international law, encroach our ships, and we do nothing but tell them, oh, you must not do that. Our ships get lost, whether real or not, genuinely or not get lost. They treat them like common criminals. On their knees, hands on their head, they take pictures of them, they berate them. We need borders. Period. Now, just like the United States, as we do already understand, unless the incentives for illegal entry are eliminated, border barriers will be breached. That's according to Dane in a local news source. Dane said that Trump's immigration plan can offer guidance for Europe. In his speech of the night, Trump moved beyond just building the fence and addressed the broader push and pull factors. Britain, and really all of Europe, they need to take some similar steps here. This needs to be a holistic approach because they're so intertwined with each other, this is a problem. Now, the wall comes as new Conservative Prime Minister Theresa May sets her sights on cracking down on immigration in light of the British vote to leave the European Union in June. Goodwill told the committee that the government wants to reduce immigration to tens of thousands of people as soon as we can. Now, what's funny is, you know, the people over there in Belgium want to get together. They want to have an emergency meeting to talk about how to punish the Brits for doing this. Isn't that great? So they vote for their true independence. They vote to be their own family. They vote to have their own rule. And then the other countries that they were part of, that were helped out, that were probably one of the strongest economic countries there. I mean, think about it. Germany and England were probably the two strongest countries in the EU, propping up the bank. And now the rest of the losers are going to tell them how to do. I mean, this is common sense. This doesn't even require, sorry for those of you who I'm going to offend, this doesn't even require a college degree. Now, CNN says that these Trump's plans are controversial. To who? Seriously, to who? It's not controversial to almost half the American public. And I'll bet you what, if the mainstream media would actually show what's going on the border, I'll bet you that number would go from 50% to 85% in a matter of days. If mainstream media would really show what's happening along the border. But they're, most of them are bought, sold, or paid for. Yeah, I don't know. Anyhow, you run out of steam with this stuff. You look at it. What else can I say about it? What else can I do to drive it home? How do I make them understand what they have to do? How much you're willing to give up? How much you're willing to fight for? I really would love to see some of you really fight. Take it to the point where you're standing in front of somebody. You know you're going to get pummeled if you keep opening your mouth. Are you going to fight? Or are you going to run? Oh, and by the way, to show you what a coward Mr. Obama is, Russian planes again. So the Russians, the Iranians, and the Chinese provoke us. Never before. Only under this president. I'll tell you what. We'll go to break. And during the break, I want you to think why. Now, we have been encroached upon. We have been, you know, teased or whatever more under this president than any president before him. And probably any president after him. Well, maybe Jimmy Carter might be the only exception. We'll see.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, I mean, no, not a pressure. Pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Wow. 855-RealShow, 855-732-5563. Hey, get involved in the conversation, really, seriously. Whether you do it here or 3,000 other places, I don't really care, but somewhere, get involved, get engaged, get involved. Learn something. Right? You need to learn something. Anyway, like I said, I am Joe Messina. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I do appreciate the time. You send me emails after the show's over, and I guess that's okay. I mean, maybe that's when you were listening. But I don't believe that you're all like that. Some of you could be, you know, responding during the show. Give me something to sink my teeth into. Anyhow, back to the stories. And you send me a bowl of stories. All right. The last segment, we did a story about the wall. We need to get that Pink Floyd song, Another Brick in the Wall. And just keep playing until we get our wall.
the, I guess he's the mayor of Rochester, who came out because of a recent shooting, to address the audience, to address some of the people in town that were concerned about what was going on. And a Black Lives Matter guy decided, I've had enough of this. Or I guess maybe he wasn't a Black Lives Matter. He was just somebody that was calling out the mayor because they don't do enough. In the inner cities, they really don't do enough to stop the, you want to hear it?
Ready?
Black-on-black crime. And if this was, let me let him say, because he does a really good job of saying it. So they're in the middle of the press conference, and here's what happens.
Are you getting a 7-11
warrant? She's supposed
to white police. All right, so they're asking her questions, and all of a sudden a black man comes up. Now, he's not intimidating at all. He's not being nasty. He's not doing anything really wrong.
She's supposed to white police officer gunning down three blacks and injuring four. Wilson High School will be set on fire, and every black leader, every community leader will be up here. Black Lives Matter, hands up. Blacks are murdering blacks every 32 hours since June. I've been in this town all my life. I'm 56 years old. I am afraid of being shot and gunned down by a black again.
A black man speaking the truth. Look, I'm not saying every black neighborhood is like this. So don't go sending me emails or posting stuff up that, you know, talks about my racism. Because if it was an Italian neighborhood, I'd be saying the same thing. If I was him, I'd be saying the same thing. It would have nothing to do with color. This is a black neighborhood where three black kids were shot. You know, it was all a gang thing. Four more were hurt. There's no riot. There's no BLM there. They don't see. I guess they must be okay with blacks being shot by the blacks. That must be all right. That must be the thing to do, if you would, because nobody's up in arms about it. No. Don't give me that. Yes, we are concerned about that, too. Well, then why aren't you on it? Why aren't you all over it?
This was a white police officer shooting and killing three blacks. People will be out here. The school will be on fire. People will be coming forward saying, I saw this white police officer. But because it's black-on-black crime, it is socially acceptable for blacks not to talk to the police. And it's appalling. And every 32 hours since June, blacks been murdering blacks, and y'all guys got to do a better job.
Drop the mic and he left. He didn't have a mic. That all came from his heart. It's wonderful. We need more of this. We need more of these people coming out and saying stuff. We need more of these people pushing back on the administration, on you know, the local the people who run those places, run those cities locally. If they would just come out and you'd have more of this, and you would and I know some states you can't do this, and you would recall or do whatever it is you're going to do, right? You'd see them change their tune. They would change their way of doing businesses. Don't you think? I think so. Speaking of violence, speaking of racist see, this is where it really goes over the top. This is really where you want to say, do I really live on this planet? Is this planet really inhabitable anymore? Seriously. You know, Jesus, if this is a joke, if you're testing us, okay, I'm done. I want out. Come on back. It's just nuts, right? So recently, at the UMass Amherst, haram jokes, or I don't, you know, are racist microaggressions. And they violate Title IX. Now, this is the gorilla. Remember the gorilla that murdered that kid at the Cincinnati Zoo? You know, after a child went, no, look, it's not right. I don't even know how you say this without sounding terrible. But the gorilla did what he did. Right? I mean, the kid was in his territory, was in his area. These are wild animals that are in zoos. And the writer says, you know, hey, remember that gorilla that was murdered at the Cincinnati Zoo? After a child wandered into its enclosure? I love this. The University of Massachusetts residential advisors have been telling students to stop making, I guess it's haram jokes, right? Harambe jokes? H-A-R-A-M-B-E jokes. the name of the monkey. His jokes are not only derogatory, but also microaggressions. Are we serious? That's what I'm saying to you. There's something wrong with the planet. The planet is in dire straits. These jokes are not only... It's an animal. It's a gorilla. You think his family's upset? Maybe they're reading the paper. Maybe they've made some complaints. I don't know. So the RAs wrote that not only the derogatory, but they're also microaggressions. Which, you know, see again, you don't have to check yourself anymore because none of these words really mean anything. They have absolutely no meaning whatsoever. And we've allowed them to do this. We've allowed them to do this to us. He went on to say, you're probably wondering what's going on here. Some background on this post-death of Harambe. It's become a popular internet meme. You know, they've got pictures of him all over the place. Harambe died for our sins is one. That's disgusting. Right? Now that's not a microaggression towards the chimp, the gorilla, the whatever. That's a microaggression towards Christians, right? I don't believe in microaggressions, but it sounds good. Harambe the gorilla, mauled by Cecil the lion in animal heaven, is another. Some people even included Harambe on the list of celebrities we lost in 2016, like Prince and David Bowie. Right? And now, if you don't get the joke, don't feel bad. It's stupid anyway. Socialist Party presidential candidate Jill Stein was confused also. Another favor of the meme is, can't do that one. I can't do that one. I can't even clean that one up. The one meme that's out there, it shows mostly consists of people chanting exactly a nasty term for the gorilla. And Danny Trejo is somehow involved. I don't even know who Danny Trejo is. It's the iteration that seems to have deeply offended the UMass Amherst's RAs. One gathers that some students had written... Oh, God. They just... I don't know. What has happened to... college kids always been like this? Have we always been a society? Since we have the internet now, so we see it more often. Have we always been a society of nasties? We just have to make something nasty, a sexual reference out of everything that happens. Right? Now, but as it turns out, Harambe is also the name of the university's residential community for students of African heritage. The RAs, who identify themselves as Ryan and Colin, in their letter, concerned that these students should take offense, or these students could take offense. No, it's if they take offense, they're idiots. It's specifically aimed at a gorilla. It's specifically aimed at a gorilla who happens to have that name, who happens to be in another state altogether. Maybe they need to go back to school before they go to college, right? Or back to a school that can teach them common sense or basics. Student Jared Sasti posted a screenshot of the letter on Twitter. The full thing is worth reading, but, you know, here's the tone of the snippet. Any negative remarks regarding Harambe will be seen as a direct attack to our campus's African-American community. Please be careful what gets written on your whiteboards as well as what you write on them. If you're not the one writing these remarks, please let the RA know and clean them up. Wait a minute. Who drew the connection between Harambe and the African-American community? I would never have done that. I don't know anybody around with that would have done that. So the young kids, the college kids, are they the ones that are racist? Is that what's happening here? So, the thing I want to say, we'll stand by our friend no matter what the consequences are. Their friend Harambe. This is all hilarious. Less hilarious is the RA suggestion saying that writing nasties on these memes might even be a Title IX violation because it's harassment. Who's it aimed at? They can't even tell you who's it aimed at. They can't prove who's it aimed at. God, the catch-22 of modern campus life strikes again. There's no facet, the writer says, there's no facet of campus life that remains undisturbed. I mean, this is just nuts. These RAs need to go to common sense training. They have sensitivity training. Let's have common sense training. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Have a great rest of the day. Seriously, don't do anything stupid. Apparently, don't write any nasties about Harambee or they'll come after you for hate crimes. We'll catch you again tomorrow.